All right, welcome to the Mac Podcast, episode 31.
31
in Espanol. We're going to talk about the new Avengers movie, Age of Ultron. I don't owe you a soda. We just, all of us just watched the trailer. We have
Miles.
Nathan.
Jeffway.
Here.
Harrison.
Tyler.
And me, Cade. We're going to talk about the new trailer that just came out. So, what were your thoughts on the trailer, Harrison?
Hulk's cool.
Hulk is cool. What was he doing in the trailer?
Fighting everybody for no reason.
Well, we don't know that yet, but he's going crazy. He's attacking Iron
Man. Yeah, he's going crazy. Iron Man builds this gigantic, bulky suit and hits Iron Man. Well, they fight. Technically.
Yes.
It's like an Iron Hulk against Hulk.
Yeah, I heard, I'm kind of rehearsed in the comics, but it's called the Hulk Buster Armor. Like, he made it specifically to fight the Hulk, just in case the Hulk went crazy. Which looks like that's what's happening. What did you think of the trailer there, Tyler?
Well, I was surprised they made another Avengers movie. I thought the first one would be it, but now there's Age of
Ultron.
Yeah, looks good. You wanna go see it?
Yeah.
When it comes out, we've got a few months. What did you think, Nathan?
Well, all I saw was Thor, and I'm all like, Thor, if he's in it, gotta watch it.
You like Thor?
Well, go Nordic mythology, you know.
Yeah. Did you like the first two Thor movies?
Well, the second one was alright.
The second one was alright.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a lot better than the first. The first was like, here's Thor, basically. The second one was like, okay, Thor can do some stuff, but it still wasn't amazing.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought the second one was better than the first one, but second one's alright.
That's cool. What did you think, Jeffrey? What was your favorite part?
It was really cool. I'm just wondering why Hulk is attacking everybody. Maybe he got zapped by Ultron's confusion way.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he got really mad at something, and maybe he's going crazy. We don't know.
Yeah, Bruce Banner and Hulk are like, you know, they're both smart and stuff.
Well, I read into the movie a little bit prior to this, but it looks like Bruce Banner and Tony Stark helped make the Ultron program, which then became self-aware because it's so smart, and that's why it's going crazy. Also, you guys probably didn't hear this, but the background music is actually a piano arrangement of There's No Strings on Me from Pinocchio, and that's where Pinocchio becomes a real boy, and this is kind of like tying in that Ultron is a real person now, and he wants to do his own thing. He's not a puppet. So I thought that was really cool. So I like movies a lot. What did you think, Miles?
It was a good trailer.
You gonna be there opening day?
Probably not opening day.
Oh, why not? Midnight release? That'd be awesome. See all the nerds dressed up? I'll be there. I might be dressed up.
Yeah, me too.
What are you gonna dress up as?
Hulk.
You wanna be the Hulk?
No. Probably Captain America.
Yeah.
You're awesome. So bulk, you're the Hulk. Already.
He's big and strong. What's up?
About Ultron, it looked like he, at the end of the trailer, in the beginning of the trailer, Ultron was kind of not technically finished.
Yeah, it looked like he was in his, like, a broken robot body. I don't know what happens, but it looks like he, obviously, he gets, like, stronger. He has, like, the
At the end
suit.
Of trailer, yeah. I think he took technology from Stark.
Probably, yeah, because the little Ultrons look like Iron Man. So it looks like his technology is powering all that.
He still wore his Iron Man suit.
Looks like that, yeah.
He still has Iron Man suit.
It was, like, in the last Iron Man movie, the third one, like, he blew up all his suit, so, like...
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with that. Obviously...
It doesn't connect to the second one.
Well, the third one does. All the Avengers movies, like Captain America, Hulk, and Iron Man, and Thor, they're all connected. They're all in the same universe.
Yes,
but,
they are.
I get, obviously, Tony Stark made more suits, because he's Tony Stark. He needs a suit.
Like, what does that mean, like, for...
Probably just making
Pepper or whatever?
Pepper?
Pepper, like... Did he, like, just, like, forget you, I'm gonna make these suits again.
Well...
It's like, I'm going to blow up all my suits, well, and then later I'm going to be like,
I remember at the end of Iron Man 3, he said, I'm still going to be Iron Man, even though he doesn't have that thing in him anymore.
Oh, he does.
Well, it doesn't
I think
work.
He took it out. It doesn't work. He took it out. But I don't know. I'll have to rewatch all those.
I didn't even watch Iron Man 3, so I had no idea.
I haven't watched Iron Man 3 either. Yeah. I don't watch Iron Man 1 too. I guess we should start eating it now.
Start eating it?
Ending it.
We'll get there. We're only at 5 minutes. It's okay. We can get one more. But did you guys know that there are going to be 2 more Avengers movies even after this? It's going to be the last one split into 2 parts. The Infinity Wars.
More coming out.
Yes. What's up?
There's going to be a third How to Train Your Dragon in like a couple of years. I have no idea what.
A third one? I never got to see the second one.
Really?
The second one's really cool.
What's it about?
It's like.
You've seen it.
It's a giant dragon thingy that's like a. Like the king of the all of the dragons, there's 2 of them, and they fight, and then one of them dies, and then there's Toothless, and he's whenever they go back to Burke, and it's some of it is destroyed, and then Toothless is on top of a rock, and there's a like a super duper big guy, and Toothless is like when he just like blows off one of the guy's tusks, and he's like,
nice,
and he has dragons to help him too,
yeah. And then all the dragons.
I'll have to give that movie a watch. All right, so I think we're gonna end this episode today. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Home skills.